Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Student Investor Podcast. Today it is Wednesday and it's Stock Review Wednesday. It is back, proudly brought to you by the Shift app, guys. The Shift app, guys, offers the cheapest Forex in South Africa. And at the same time, it now offers you to invest into top US, UK and European stock. Meaning you can buy shares of companies listed in those specific markets, making investment accessible to a lot of people, guys. Today we are reviewing a company that is a global icon when it comes to sportswear. At the same time, it's into the luxury side of clothing as well. We are reviewing Adidas, looking at its performance. And you know me, guys, when you took stock review Wednesday, we start from the numbers, we work our way down to talk about everything in between. And today we are going to do that with Adidas. So guys, do remember that investment does involve a level of risk, and it's important to do your own research or consult a professional before making an informed decision about your specific investment. So guys, without wasting any time, let's get into this episode of Stock Review Wednesday, proudly brought to you by the Shift app.
After listening to Ivan's Stock Review Wednesdays, you're going to want to invest in some global shares. And the Shift app is by far the best place to do that. Good thing we are sponsoring this podcast, or that would be awkward.
Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, welcome to Stock Review Wednesday, and today we are talking about Adidas. Adidas, guys, is a designer, manufacturer, and marketer of athletic and sport lifestyle products for women, men, and kids. That's the definition of Adidas when you look it up from the Google itself, or Google Dictionary, whatever you call it. That's the definition you get for what exactly is Adidas. Adidas has produced a lot of products, as I said, from footwear, apparel, to accessories such as bags, sunglasses, fitness equipment, and balls. It has made itself iconic with a three stripes logo that has been recognized throughout the world, right? And when you look into Adidas, guys, you must remember it's Europe's largest sportswear manufacturer, holding this position for decades, and also second largest global in terms of sportswear, guys. It's just behind Nike in terms of market shares. In terms of stock performance, guys, for the past 5 years, Adidas has been impressive in their performance, outperforming its competitor Nike by a mile, showing the strength that Adidas has and the power that it has in the global market when we look into the luxury sportswear category, and also looking at the fact that they're also leading into the entertainment as well as music era with their partnership they've done with Kanye West, which we'll talk about because it's very important to talk about that one, and Beyonce, and the list goes on and on. And revenue growth, guys, in 2021, Adidas recorded a 16% increase in revenue, which was amazing. And when you continue, you look into the other years as well, Adidas has shown a level of growth besides 2022, when they started to show a decreasing trend in 2022. And when you go to 2023, that's what we're going to talk about today, because 2023 tells a very much concerning story and very much something that as an investor you should be worried about, but at the same time tells you a story of what the company is actually going in terms of their performance, guys. And when we look into Adidas, guys, and its performance, as I said, if you look into the past 5 years performance of Adidas, it has shown really much a level of performance, a very well level of performance. Is that even a word? A very much well performing stock in the market, let me put it like that, right? And we look in the past five years from 2019 to 2024, Adidas have seen around 260% growth, outperforming Nike and the other brands that they're competing with. And at the same time, guys, the earning has been a problem, especially in 2023, where we saw Adidas drop heavily in terms of earning, falling by 56.9% and losing, falling by nearly 268 million euros in 2023, which is concerning, but it's better than what was predicted by a lot of experts. Right, a lot of experts were forecasting that the operational losses of Adidas in 2023 will be around 700 million euros, but Adidas lost only 268 million euros in 2023, which is better than what was forecast by a lot of experts. And a lot of these losses were due to their primary partnership with the brand Yeezy, owned by Kanye West, and we all know about the controversy that comes with the name Kanye West, and a lot of opinion he has, and a lot of things he said in that year 2022 and 2023 that made Adidas to pull out from that deal. Just to add my 2 cents into this loss that happened in 2023, I feel like I know a lot of, when I was reading up on Adidas, a lot of economists, analysts, investors said it is about time that Adidas moved away from collaborating with a lot of celebrities and focus on their primary operation. For me, personally, I think that's a very, very wrong opinion to have. I believe Adidas should continue partnering up with celebrities, influencers, and creating standalone brand for those individuals, because it helps introduce Adidas to a lot of the new market that's in TikTok, that's in Instagram, that loves the luxury side of life but also wants a sports luxury brand. And the Yeezy, Beyonce, and you name it partnership brings that. But I feel like Adidas should, when they're choosing a celebrity to partner with, start looking more into how can we have an easy exiting strategy when something hits the fan around a specific celebrity, or how can we have a strategy to ensure that we mitigate those controversial views on a specific celebrities, that, and already have those strategies in line before entering into those agreements with those specific celebrities or influencers, because I believe those partnerships are very powerful and can see growth into companies, as we have seen previously in Adidas before Kanye was said things that were not supposed to be said. So I believe partnerships are needed, and I believe we'll see much more growth in Adidas if we continue this route. But just having good exiting strategies and having good strategies to limit the controversy around the celebrities and influencers that they partner with. So I just want to add that in terms of those earnings, how we saw Adidas lose in 2023, right? At the same time, Adidas has been doing a lot of partnership with sports brands and sports events, like the Olympics, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. We saw Adidas doing very well there, showcasing their innovation, their design, and becoming the official sponsor of the 2020 Tokyo Olympic, which was very cool. We saw their performance, we saw this partnership also reflecting into the stock price of Adidas performing very well because of that as well. So this is something that has transitioned into Adidas performance. At the same time, Adidas is a company that's very much well in adapting into challenges, guys, especially when we look into COVID-19, the impact COVID-19 had in many companies. Adidas was able to face this pandemic and be able to adapt into more of an aggressive e-commerce and digital brand, and push itself that much and be able to storm out and be able to weather out basically the COVID-19 impact. But it's a company that can adopt. I'm not just speaking good about it just to the first sake of saying I wanted to look good, but I'm just saying a company itself can perform, can be able to do very well in the market, guys. So when we continue and look into the market share that Adidas have, the market capitalization of Adidas, which indicates the company's total value, is approximately around $35.59 billion, guys. Their earning per share price for the past 12 months, looking from January, is sitting at around 5.768 US dollars, and the share, so the price to earning as well is sitting at around 18.05, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, and one thing about Adidas, when you look into the numbers, we're still talking about numbers, guys. They offer a dividend yield of 0.28%. I know for a lot of people that's a little bit worried and say, why is that low? For a brand such as Adidas that's in the sector that's in sportswear, luxury sportswear brand, this number is modest. This number is good for such a brand. And I think it's one of the most highest one in this category of companies. So it's not worrying for me, right? So what's the thing that's worrying for me? I think, as I said, the collaboration they've been doing, the partnership they've been doing, they need to relook their strategies. Now let's continue. When you look in terms of market share, we're looking to how influential the brand is into the market and which, how much of the market does it control. Adidas currently controls 15.6% of the market in terms of the sportswear brand, which is a little bit worrying compared to the fact that Nike owns around 27.4% of this market, right? And it is something for us to look into, and as a market, see it does Adidas have a play? Because remember, Adidas is not more, it's not more popular than Nike. Nike is more popular than Adidas, but Adidas is able to outperform in terms of sale to Nike, if I can put it, that makes sense. Remember, there's more in life than white Air Force. There's more to life than white Air Force. As of December 2023, guys, Adidas markets, market stand, okay, so really touch on this market capitalization. And also, guys, remember, Adidas is the world's 483 valued company. So it's in the top 500 biggest companies in the world, right? And one thing that also makes us a little bit, worried about Adidas. Like, there's nothing that's worrying about Adidas besides, guys, the Yeezy collaboration, right? I think the Yeezy collaboration is the biggest issue that is currently sitting behind the Adidas brand. The numbers are good, guys. The partnership they have in terms of brand, the sponsorship they do with brands and sporting companies is great. But the issue is just, how do they get over that stigma and the issue they had fighting with Kanye West? But besides that, man, the overall performance of the company is quite great. Adidas has shown that it is promising, right? It's showing that it has an eye for the future. Its outlooking is very much strong. Investors should monitor the marketing trends of Adidas in terms of the consumer and how the consumer see Adidas post Yeezy, post Kanye West, and also not to be worried that much about it. Should be worried, but not that much, because I think Adidas being the biggest manufacturer, luxury sportswear manufacturer in Europe, sponsoring a big, large number of soccer brands and clubs in Europe and in Africa. They've positioned themselves very well in Europe and Africa and South America. Their leadership seems capable, besides not knowing how to pick a partner in terms of celebrities. But as I said, there's better ways to do that. I've mentioned them. But at the same time, guys, for future projection, right, let's look at how analysts saying about Adidas for the future. Adidas is projected to increase its earning and sales by nearly 57.1% per annual. Currently it is projected to do that, and sales there's perceived to grow by 7.6% annually as well. As well, guys, this shows that there is a positive outlook into Adidas as well, guys. The performance of the company for the next 3 years is projected to grow by 26.6% as well for the next 3 years, meaning that there is still faith into the company. There's still faith that this company Adidas can do very well, guys. In conclusion, guys, while Adidas has shown some promising projection for the future, it is concerning to look into the consumer performance and trends as well. It is something that we need to look into, and also the company's effect into innovation and sustainability. It's something that we need to look into well, guys. Because remember, I always say this, a company that's not innovative and not sustainable will not survive the next 10 years. It will not. So we need Adidas to be more innovative. We saw that innovation strategy working in Jordan Covered, but now we need to see them be more sustainable in terms of their production and their operation as well, and also be more and more diverse in terms of how they do it as well. Remember, guys, investment decision should be made after a thorough research and understanding of your own risk tolerance. And guys, do remember that myself and my partners in this podcast, we always believe to do your own research. We always do believe that you must consult a professional before making any investment decision. Remember, guys, that is important. So join us next time, guys, as we dive deep into another specific company that we will looking into and how it perform into a specific market that it's listed into, guys. Until next time, guys, I am Ivan Samu signing off the Student Investor Podcast as part of the Stock Review Wednesday, made possible by Shift, your go-to air for the cheapest forex and access to the global investment world. Until next time, guys, happy investing.
After listening to Ivan's Stock Review Wednesdays, you're going to want to invest in some global shares. And the Shift app is by far the best place to do that. Good thing we are sponsoring this podcast, or that would be awkward.